We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, welcome to the Paul Christ Radio Show. Brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Johnsonville, a family-owned Wisconsin-based company and a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. Served with pride since 1945. Your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buy FordNow.com. And by American Family Insurance, Sure, carefully. Dream fearlessly. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Paul Christ Show as we get you ready for the final non-conference game of the season Saturday night at Camp Randall Stadium. The Badgers, for the first time ever, taking on Army, a team that will roll into town 4-1, won its first four games, lost to Ball State, had a big hole early in that game, fell behind 21-0, rallied to make it competitive. But Jeff Muntkin and the Black Knights had the idle week last week, so they should come in reasonably refreshed for the matchup against the Badgers on Saturday night. Wisconsin, of course, coming off a 24-0 shutout win at Illinois last week. The running game was on a roll, led by Ches Malusi and Braylon Allen, among others. We'll recap the game, get you ready for Saturday night as we hear from the head coach. He's up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
A super team, an all-star lineup, the most talented roster imaginable. No, we're not talking about sports. We're talking about the world-renowned doctors at the UW Carbone Cancer Center. It is here where the innovative cancer treatments and procedures of tomorrow are being performed today. It's no wonder that UW Health is often the first choice when it comes to second opinions. Visit uwhealth.org to learn more. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bumper to Bumper is a Midwest-based company where we are committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of national name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Thank you for shopping at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Good Foods Group is celebrating the Wisconsin Badgers football season by continuing the Sack Hunger campaign, making a contribution to Brighter Bites for each sack by the Badgers. As a family-owned and Wisconsin-based company, Good Foods uses fresh ingredients to make delicious guacamole, salsa, and dips. You can sack hunger with game day goodness by picking up Good Foods guacs made with perfectly ripe, hand-scooped avocados at your local Target, Pick and Save, or via Instacart, or online at shop.goodfoods.com.
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford Tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest. Enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four lucky families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. This is the Paul Chris Show. First ever meeting coming up between Wisconsin and Army on the football field. Hockey team playing Army here this week. First time in 50-plus years. I know it's about, you know, getting better, winning the next game, but I would imagine it's a little bit special having a service academy, not to mention a really good team coming in here. It's middle of the season, maybe not ideal, but a special opportunity, I would imagine, for your guys this week.
Very much so. And it is, you know, every time you get to play a game, you're grateful for that. And it's a special opportunity. And you hit it, you know, it's, I think what gets our attention, certainly, you know, it's an academy, but you see a really good football team. I think that's what's grabbed the attention of all of us and the focus. I've appreciated the way the guys have kind of gone about and approached this week and the intentions of it and the preparation we've had, and certainly a big one for us.
Yeah, you look at, you know, the start they got off to, best start in 25 years. I know they lost their last game a couple of weeks ago, but you look at some of the things statistically, and they don't commit a lot of penalties. I guess it's good that a team, that a service academy is disciplined. It looks like this outfit is, though, correct?
They really are, and it's impressive, you know, and what they, how they play the game. And I think they, you know, one thing we talk a lot about is how do we play complementary football, and I think they do a really good job of playing complementary football, and they've got a true identity, not just offensively in what they do, but I think their defense fits that and plays off of it, and it shows up in their special teams. And I think that's one of the reasons why they are a good football team. I think they've got talented players, but they play really good, sound football, and they play off of each other, and that's what makes it a challenge, and that's what also is a great opportunity for our team to play against a team like this.
We'll get to the Badgers' offense here, but there is such an intrigue. I think even casual fans are, when you know that the team you follow is going to face a triple option offense like Army's. The old line that I've heard from defensive coaches is that it starts with the fullback. You've got to be able to contain the fullback. Is that still holding true to this day?
You know, I think that is true. And kind of as you go and think of triple options, it's kind of, you know, option one, and typically it's inside out, or it's inside out down the field, right? But it does start interior, and I think that's where it's so important. And, you know, I think credit to them, the way they run it, and you know, gone up against teams that have run the same type of offense, and they know it well. And I think what it forces you to do is you've got to really play true disciplined, sound assignment football. And everyone's going to kind of have a responsibility. And if one guy doesn't do it, or if he's trying to help in someone else's, you know, some teams where you play it, you can kind of have overlap help. You know, I've got an overlap defender. I've got some help here. I'm going to split. This right here is a little bit different, that because of the multiple options on each play, you've really got to play good, sound assignment football. And also with it, there's going to be a chance for more one-on-one opportunities, so you've got to win your one-on-ones.
The other thing that people talk about when again, from the defensive perspective, is that you got to be ready for cut blocks. That's just how it works with this type of an offense. How much of that is realistic during the course of the week to prepare for, knowing that there's a risk factor in going against it?
Yeah, and that's always the fine line. You certainly can't go into the game with that being the first time that you're exposing yourself to it. And so you try to balance it out. And I think, you know, Ross has done a nice job, and really all the coaches have done a good job, but you're going to see more than you probably have seen to this point in the season, and maybe throughout the whole season. And that is just, that's part of this offense. You know you're going to face it, and so you try to prepare them for it, and they've got to be able to rep through it, and I think they've done that.
The thing too about this Army offense, and then again we'll turn our attention here to other things momentarily, that, you know, they run it 90% of the time, or about 90% of the time. When they throw it, though, they're not messing around. They chuck it deep, don't they?
That's exactly it. And it all fits, right? It makes sense. And that's where, you know, they certainly get explosive runs, but then a lot of their explosives do come in the pass game. And again, if you're trying to do too much, if you're maybe your eyes aren't disciplined, and here comes another run, here comes another run, and then boom, there's a big hit. And so I think that's what's really, it's a great challenge, and that is an opportunity. We think we've got a really good defense, and it's a different offense than what we face. And I'm excited for our guys to be able to go up against this. And it's there are absolute challenges to it, and yet I'm confident in our group, and they're going to find a way. You know, and yet we know we're going to be tested, and it's not going to be easy. And yet that's I think that's what's been energizing, the way the coaches have approached the week and the players have approached it.
All right, we will take a break. Again, 7 o'clock is the kickoff time at Camp Randall on Saturday for the Badgers and Army. Our pregame coverage will start at 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. We'll recap last week, a very, very good day for the Badgers and a shutout win against Illinois. A lot of good stuff, especially in the running game. We'll get into that and more as we continue in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hear that? Sounds like sizzling bacon, right? Trust me, it looks like bacon too. Only it's not. It's Johnsonville Sausage Strips. Strips of sausage in amazing flavors like maple and chorizo. You're probably thinking, whoa, where do I get my hands on this meaty miracle? At the grocery store, by the bacon, even though it's sausage.
Whoa.
WEA Member Benefits. WEAC and the Wisconsin Badgers are teaming up all season long to showcase and thank Wisconsin's public school educators and staff for the great work they do in our communities, improving public education and the lives of our students. Badger fans can submit nominations for our outstanding educators at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. And WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza, and it's time to celebrate October as National Pizza Month. So let's cheer the cheese, toast the toppings, and do a little dance for the deliciousness of Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizzas. You see, at Brewpub Pizza, we get it. We're fellow Wisconsinites that love cheese, lots of cheese. That's why we take such pride in the fact that Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizzas are made right here in Wisconsin and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. See for yourself by grabbing one today from your local grocery store.
Welcome to the show, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Get the best deals of the year on the only trucks built Ford Tough. Drive home the all-new, completely redesigned 2021 Ford F-150, the legendary performer Ford Super Duty, or the adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Work or play, count on Ford trucks to get the job done. But hurry, Ford Truck Month is one show you don't want to miss.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
We continue with the Paul Chris Show, the Badgers and Army on Saturday night at Camp Randall Stadium. We gave you a little bit of a taste of what Army does offensively, and Army's defense will get a taste of what the Badgers do offensively. And boy, the running game, it got going. The offensive line, you had Tanner Bordellini in there at right tackle, and it seemed like you didn't miss a beat. What they were able to do up front, and Chez Malusi and Braylon Allen and others, but those two guys, they ran with some serious purpose last week, didn't they?
I think that's a great way to say it. And I thought that really the unit in general came out and had a, you could feel their intentions and their purpose. And I think that, like a lot of it, one does it and it kind of fuels the next guy. And so I thought that, you know, offensive line was coming off the ball. And I think they were trusting themselves. And I thought that, you know, whether it's tight ends, fullbacks, I thought receivers got involved. Everyone got involved. And if you're going to, I don't care who it is that you're playing against, if you're going to have any success, it's going to take everyone. And I thought that the guys really did a good job. I thought Chez and Braylon really ran with great purpose and were running behind their pads and finishing runs. And I thought Ship came in and gave us some big runs, but it got started up front, you know, and up front meaning not just the O-line, but all those that got it going. And I thought they were opportunistic, and it certainly wasn't all perfect, but I liked the way they approached it. And you know, we are facing a good Army defense, and it's going to be different. You know, it's a different defense, a different structure. I think they've got some really good football players, and so a new challenge for us. And yet, can we build on what we did last week? That's the opportunity that we have. It's going to be challenging, but that's the opportunity we have.
You mentioned Brady Shipper a moment ago. I was talking to Chez Malusi earlier this week about the tailback room, and he mentioned Brady as a go-to guy, as the guy who really knows the playbook well, a guy they can turn to, okay, what are we doing here? I don't know how many people know that. You know, Brady's been in the program from Stoughton, but I've always noticed with you, when we talk about tailbacks going back to the summer, it circles back to him. So this guy has value that maybe a lot of us outside the locker room really don't know about.
No question. He's got a ton of respect, and I think the respect comes from the way that he's approached it. And you know, he's humble, and he will work, and he will do anything for this team. Great starting points. And he's also got talent. And I think what helped him was this spring, and we were so thin at running back, and he got a lot of reps, and he paid attention to the details that mattered most. And so I think he had good experience. He had awareness of everything. But I thought it really kind of came to life for him, and it really gave him some confidence. And so where now he can share with other guys, and I think the trust that he has in himself was built really at the start of spring, and then through summer training, and then but then fall camp. And I think when Chez speaks on that, I think he speaks accurately, you know. And it's a lot of guys on this team, you know, they value him, and you're right. I think we probably value him more, all right, inside than necessarily outside, but I think that may start to change.
Yeah, that's why that we shouldn't always get married to statistics. Yeah, they matter. There's a reason they're kept. But, you know, there's a guy like Brady who maybe helps some other guys get those statistics.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, and a lot of what he does bring us isn't necessarily a stat, but, it, you know, a big thing that we've been working on really with everyone, you know, across the board is, you know, on offense – And really, you can take out the offensive linemen in this one because they don't. But who are you without the ball? You know, not just with the ball in your hands, and whether you're a receiver, a running back, a fullback, tight end, you know, who are you and how do you play the game when you don't have the ball in your hands? And I think Shipp's a great example of how you want to approach it when the ball is in your hands, which also then leads to the ball being in your hands. It's pretty cool how that works.
You were mentioning about the receivers being involved in the run game last week. You know, guys like Danny and KP, Danny Davis, Kendrick Pryor, they've been around the block here. Where's Jim Ray DK in that part of his development as a receiver?
Big time. You know, he reminds me of when Q first came. And Q was one that he was truly a favorite of the offensive line because they saw how he approached each play and what he did. And really, Chim is the one, you know, it started last year, and I think he's only taken it up another notch. But if you're going to watch one guy go, and I think the next would be Jack Dunn, but the way that Chim attacks each play, it's impressive. And you watch, Chim's got, we talk a lot about purpose, you know, having purpose and putting it all out there. And you watch Chim from the time that he breaks the huddle, and then he sprints out to his alignment, and he will play every play, and he will put all that he's got into each play. He's fun to watch that way.
It's interesting because I was talking to Graham about this before the season. He was raving. I don't think I asked him about Jim Ray DK, raving about him, and more than just how many passes is he going to catch and that type of thing. You also brought up Jack Dunn, and I was kind of reminded myself, we were talking about it last week. Thank goodness you had him last year. And it's, you know, the numbers he put up late in the year, I guess I'm going back to statistics, but you didn't have Danny, you didn't have Kendrick. Without Jack Dunn, that would have really been a problem.
You're exactly right. And really, you know, Dunn has kind of been what we were talking about with Shipp. You know, a guy that is going to know and you can count on him doing it, and then things come your way. And again, he puts it all out there, and doesn't matter if it's in the run game or in the passing game, and there's confidence in him. And you're absolutely right about not just last year, like right now, we're really thankful that we've got him.
Yeah, no question. Tanner Bordellini, it seems like you always hear in sports, you value versatility. Is he just that smart where you can, like, wherever you need him, it seems like, you know, Cormac Sampson would be another guy that might be in that category as well?
Yeah, and I think with Bort, there's a combination of certainly smart enough, but also a temperament that isn't going to get out of his sorts. You know, I remember we had one probably last year, he never played center, and he took the whole practice at center. You know, so he wasn't going to make too much of the moment, but he was going to be all into the moment. And I think the same thing, you know, love his athletic ability, love the versatility. There's some smarts that go with that, right? He knows what to do. But I think there's also within his kind of makeup and personality where, you know, I'm going to be all right. I can trust on some of the things I'm doing, and doesn't make too much of maybe a little change.
Yeah, I talked to Cormac about that too. He says if I'm a tackle one day, I think this is what I have to do today. One thing he focuses on. If it's another position, he tries to take what might be complicated and simplify, and as best you can.
Which is why they're probably smarter than me and you. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it does go back to smarts, but I think there is something to that where they just, what do I got to focus on, and then they can focus on that, and then they still go back and trust the techniques that really apply to no matter where you're lined up at.
Yeah, don't complicate the simple. Got to say, if they're smarter than me, that's a low bar. we know that they're much, much smarter than that. We'll take a break. We'll have more with Paul Christ as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, Matt LePay here for All Energy Solar. Nothing compares to the energy surrounding the start of Badgers football season, except for saving money on your home energy bills. Get in the game with All Energy Solar and get your energy efficient system installed to take advantage of 2021 solar incentives. Going with All Energy Solar means no more renting your power from the utility company. You'll be in control of your energy costs and will save lots of money. Go green with All Energy Solar. Book your appointment today at allenergysolar.com.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Yes, it's the sound of bacon sizzling. Good start for this radio ad, huh? Only this isn't a bacon ad. This is a sausage ad. For Johnsonville sausage strips. Strips of sausage in amazing flavors like maple and chorizo. So now, your BLT just became an SLT. And your bacon cheeseburger just became a chorizo cheeseburger. Blowing your mind yet? Find Johnsonville sausage strips by the bacon. Even though they're sausage.
Whoa.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
The game changer. The momentum swinger. The event that changes everything. No, we're not talking about a game-saving play. We're talking about saving lives. The opportunity to do something truly remarkable by registering to be an organ and tissue donor. In Wisconsin alone, there are thousands of people waiting for life-changing transplants. And you can help. To learn more, visit heroicdeed.com.
We continue with the Paul Chris Show. The Badgers and Army coming up on Saturday night at Camp Randall Stadium. We should probably talk about this Badgers defense here a little bit and how well it's playing. And we've mentioned, I know earlier in the week we were talking about you've got the number of three and outs that this defense gets. Well, I don't know how many three and outs will be because Army goes for it. Four down territory is pretty much anywhere in the field, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're playing an offense like this and certainly Army, you know, if you get 3 yards, you're down to fourth and one. And so they're kind of, they can stay normal more than anyone else in kind of the way they're approaching it. And so I think that, there will be, it's very different in so many ways. And I think that's where, you know, this is a different type of an offense and therefore presents different challenges to us. And yet it's, it still comes down to our players having to execute assignments against this offense. And that's what brings you back to, I like the group we have. And certainly we're going to be tested in different ways. And I've liked the preparation we've had, but you can't simulate it in practice, you know. And so we've got to do a good job of adjusting early with it. Maybe not adjusting the looks, but getting a feel for it. And D-linemen, this is linebackers, you know, this is what the cuts are feeling like. This is the timing of it all. And I think that's one thing that our group has done a good job of, though. And I think, you know, look forward to continuing is that, all right, we see it. They're a smart group. We're going to trust it. Coaches do a great job of making adjustments, and that's what it's going to take, I believe.
We're going to hear from Nick Herbig here in a few minutes, but the guy on the other side, Noah Burks, is putting together, it seems, from at least the booth, a really good year. We were calling his name a fair amount the other day at Illinois. Are you happy what you're seeing with him?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, he has done a great job of still finding ways to keep improving. I think Bobby April does a great job of coaching that group. But there's a hunger to it. And I think it comes from confidence, which I think he's playing with. And now I can work on those little things that really can make a big difference. But I think that he has been playing really good football and certainly going to need him to continue to do that. But, yeah, he's been fun to be around and loved his approach. And I think each year he's found a way to keep improving, and that's always good to see.
finally, we're getting back. We'll circle back to just the, you know, the special nature of this game. It is Military Appreciation Night at Camp Randall, with the first time that Wisconsin and Army have ever played football. I don't know how much your dad talked about it, but your mom has been supplying some information about about George, Army ROTC at Wisconsin, and then was actually overseas at active duty. Did you ever talk to him much about his Army days?
You know, I remember talking a little bit about it, and really started because he had his uniform, and so then you kind of were going, and I wish, you know, I could talk to him more now. Mm-hmm. You know, I was still young enough where I didn't quite know, and at the time, you know, friends, their dads were in the military. You know, there was, it seemed like you kind of knew a lot, so you didn't know. Maybe now, you know, such appreciation for all the service men and women do for us, you know, and that's can never be said enough. And yet, you know, it's interesting for me, and it's, I think even our team, you know, you understand, we all understand and appreciate to all ends. And when you talk about playing the academies, I mean, that's the best of the best. And yet, you know, maybe to a fault, we dive into, this is a really good football team we're playing. It becomes all about the game. And you know, you should take a step back and do it. But it's hard right now because we see one thing, and that's a good football team that we are going to play against. And how do we do all that we can to beat a good football team?
I do appreciate the rivalry among the academies, though. You might get a kick out of this. I was talking to he's a graduate student here at Wisconsin now, but he was at Army. He wrestled at Army, and he's just talking about the Army Navy game. I said, tell me something. When that game is over, it's America's game, right? And then both sides, there's all like, we're all the same, we're all on the same team. He said, no. It's always there. If you're Army, you tell the guys of the Navy, and if it's Air Force, you just go over there in the corner. I guess that's real.
I think it's really real. And my oldest brother, Rick, was he worked at the Naval Academy. And my dad actually had a chance to go to an Army-Navy game. Wow. And you talk about for a football coach and someone that loves the game, I think that, you know, he's been to Super Bowls before. I think that was probably the one game that he was most grateful for being able to attend to.
Yeah.
And it is, when you talk about America's game, that is so well said. And, you know, we hear about America's team, and I'm not taking, but that is, you say America's game, I think that's one that we all, you tune in, you know, and I don't know that I always had who are you cheering for that game, but you were going to tune in to that game. Now, we're not in that game right now. We get to play them, and it's about one thing, and that's us playing our best and giving ourselves a chance to beat a really good Army team, but that's going to take a lot of work by everyone.
Yeah, no, I appreciate what you're saying, though, because that's a bucket list. It would be nice to be in the stadium for an Army. We get to do a lot of fun things, really cool things, but that's one that would, I think that would be extra special. We will take a break. When we continue, we will check in with an outside linebacker who's doing some pretty special things, Nick Herbig. We'll hear from the sophomore out of Hawaii in a couple of minutes. This is the Paul Chris Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger fans, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza, and it's time to celebrate October as National Pizza Month. So let's cheer the cheese, toast the toppings, and do a little dance for the deliciousness of Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizzas. You see, at Brewpub Pizza, we get it. We're fellow Wisconsinites that love cheese, lots of cheese. That's why we take such pride in the fact that Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizzas are made right here in Wisconsin and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. See for yourself by grabbing one today from your local grocery store.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, Badger fans, when it's game time around here, the go-to truck is none other than the legendary Chevy Silverado, when only the strongest, most advanced will do. From horsepower to towing to torque, it tackles the toughest jobs with aggressive capability, offering technology that keeps you connected, whether you're on the road or tailgating at your favorite spot. See your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com today.
Hear that? Sounds like sizzling bacon, right? Trust me, it looks like bacon too. Only it's not. It's Johnsonville Sausage Strips. Strips of sausage in amazing flavors like maple and chorizo. You're probably thinking, well, where do I get my hands on this meaty miracle? At the grocery store, by the bacon, even though it's sausage.
Whoa.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It starts with a call. With one call, you can start seeing your future more clearly. If your financial picture is cloudy because you're getting conflicting tax, investment, and estate planning advice, help is a call or a click away. Annex Wealth Management's team works to get your investment plan in line with your tax plan and your estate plan. Build confidence with one team working to create one comprehensive plan as a fee-only fiduciary. Annex Wealth Management. One team, one plan, one fee. AnnexWealth.com.
We continue with the Paul Chris Show as this week's player interview will involve Nick Herbig, the outstanding sophomore outside linebacker with 3.5 sacks recorded this year, 4.5 total tackles behind the line of scrimmage, ranking 4th on the defense overall with 18 stops. He'll always tell you there's more out there to get, but he has made quite an impression in this early stage of his career, and we had a chance to catch up with him earlier this week. Coach Chris mentioned it last year, any freshman who was going through like what we were all going through last year, that the second year, in a lot of ways, you're still checking the boxes that you normally would as a freshman, and that includes outside linebacker Nick Herbig, who's been off to a terrific start, as Badger fans know. Nick, to be able to actually have an off-season program uninterrupted and a training camp uninterrupted, you didn't have that opportunity last year. Is it just felt right, felt better to get you prepared for a season this time around?
Yeah, you know, I'm grateful that I got the opportunity to have an offseason and the opportunity to train with the people I did, you know, to work on the things I need to work on. And, you know, I think that it's benefited me a lot this year so far.
You were obviously very good last year, but having that now as a sophomore the second time around, is it all making that much more sense? They always talk about it where the game can slow down for someone. You understand more what's going on. Has that been the case with you?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely slowed down a lot. Like, I know the playbook, so I know my assignment now. I know what the guy next to me has, not just what I have, you know. So it slows the game down in a lot of ways, you know, because I know, okay, he's going to have that gap, so I need this gap. But I can also bonus up on the other gap, so... Mm-hmm. Just things like that, the whole scheme-wise, you know, everything's slowing down. I'm getting more comfortable with it, so it definitely is.
How much more complicated are the concepts defensively compared to what you had in high school back in Hawaii? Is it much more involved?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot more to take in for sure. You know, coming from high school to college, it's a lot more complex. There's a lot more that goes into it. You know, and the calls are changing week to week, you know, because we have to scheme different type of teams. You know, not every team is the same. You know, you don't play the same team twice or three times in 1 year like how we used to in high school, you know. So kind of, you know, just finding that way that, okay, this thing relates, but it's going to be different for this week because it's a different team.
Yeah. So, yeah. This defense is, you guys have played so well. And the best defenses I've seen around here, when something goes wrong with the offense, where there's a turnover and you guys are backed up, it's almost like we could tell even from the press box you're angry. You're like, all right, we're gonna keep these guys out of the end zone for sure. It's a challenge. I guess it's not always ideal, but it seems like something you embrace. You get on the field, you're backed up to your own 5-yard line. But it's personal after that, right? Keep him out of the end zone. Make him try to kick and get 3 points at most.
Oh, yeah. You know, it is personal. You know, every time we take the field, it's personal. You know, we're trying to punch somebody in the mouth. But, I mean, especially when we're backed up in our own end zone, you know, our coach always preaches, you know, bend but don't break. You know, we'll be there and we got to bow up. We got to be strong and we got to put on for our team.
We talked about you mentioned it in a couple minutes ago about the variety of offenses that you face. I mean, you could face teams that are going to throw it around all day. You could face teams that are more run-oriented. What's your perfect, in your perfect world, what's the kind of offense that you are best suited? You feel the most excited to go up against? Or does it matter? You just take whatever is in front of you and go with it.
You know, I just really take whatever is in front of me and just go with it, you know, whatever we're going to prepare for. But, I mean, if I could pick one, I'd love to go against the offense that just threw the ball every play, like seven-step drop. You know, quarterback hold the ball for 5 seconds so I can just pass rush all day. But, I mean, that's not ideal. So, but, yeah, you know, I like going against it all, you know. I get to show what we as a defense can do.
Second time around, we mentioned you're from Hawaii, and you've had the opportunity this season with the opponents to actually hook up with a couple of old teammates, the Notre Dame game, the Michigan game. Given the fact that you're not here from Waukesha or Brookfield or Janesville, you're from Hawaii, that's got to be kind of cool just to be able to hook up with those guys, even if it's a couple of minutes after a game.
Oh, I mean, it's phenomenal, you know, because like I said, like Hawaii boys, we got to stick together, you know. Well, when we leave the Rock, you know, we might be rivals in high school, but when we come here, you know, we're all one, you know, we're all together in that sense because we're all from the same Rock, you know. So I think it was great. You know, I got to see some of my best friends after the game, you know, got to catch up with them a little bit, talk story and, you know, just see how they're doing. But it's always great feeling in my heart, you know, to see other boys making it out too.
Why is St. Louis school so good? I mean, it's like year in and year out when you think of the top high school programs in the country. At worst, you're mentioned, if not at the very top. What is it about that place?
I think it's just the culture, you know, the culture that Coach Cal Lee and Ron Lee have created there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really a testament to them and what they have done over the years. You know, that everybody's bought in to their scheme and the way they run things there. And, I mean, it's definitely benefited me because, you know, it made me to one of the players I am today, you know. Mm-hmm. Just going there and becoming a St. Louis man. So I'm forever grateful for them.
So you've been here a while now in Madison, the upper Midwest. Have you, how have you adapted to the winters and all the other stuff that's un-Hawaii-like? How's that gone for you?
You know, it's not like, it was cold. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say it wasn't like, oh, it was fine. But I mean, it was definitely cold. But I mean, it wasn't like anything that I couldn't bear, you know. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the different seasons, you know. I never got to experience that growing mm-hmm. up. Like, I get to wear a cool jacket, or I get to wear some snow boots, or I get to wear long pants every day. Like, growing up, it was just surf shorts and a t-shirt, you know. And so I kind of like it, you know. You get to experience different things and get to see what it's mm-hmm. like, because, you know, not every place is like Hawaii. So mm-hmm. And I think it'll benefit me in the future, you know, wherever I end up, and I'll know how to cope with the different seasons.
That's Badgers outside linebacker Nick Herbig. Went to that famed St. Louis school in Honolulu, Hawaii, now a sophomore with the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll take a break. We'll check in with Mike Lucas in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with 4 generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms, providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
The injured reserve list. It's where no one wants to find themselves. But we're not just talking about sports. We're talking about everyday life, when pain prevents you from doing what you love. Enter UW Health Orthopedics, the team to turn to for everything from common hip and knee pain to joint reconstruction and replacements, because their game is getting you back in the game. Call UW Health Orthopedics and Rehabilitation for a consultation. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans, welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. To celebrate, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badger experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good Foods Group is celebrating the Wisconsin Badgers football season by continuing the Sack Hunger campaign, making a contribution to brighter bites for each sack by the Badgers. As a family-owned and Wisconsin-based company, Good Foods uses fresh ingredients to make delicious guacamole, salsa, and dips. You can sack hunger with game day goodness by picking up Good Foods guacs made with perfectly ripe, hand-scooped avocados at your local Target, Pick and Save, or via Instacart, or online at shop.goodfoods.com.
Teamwork and drive for success. Cornerstones in every great organization. When it comes to investment and retirement planning, Annex Wealth Management brings it. As a fee-only fiduciary, our focus is solely on the best interest of our clients, not selling products and generating commissions. Annex Wealth Management is a four-time member of the Financial Times 300, a Barron's top advisor, and a Wisconsin-based partner with offices throughout the Badgerland. Learn more at annexwealth.com, where you can click the Get Started button today for a free portfolio analysis. Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms, providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
We continue with the Paul Chris Show. Time now for our weekly conversation with Mike Lucas. Well, some rare air. I guess unprecedented. Five teams in the Big Ten are ranked in the top 10. I know it's the middle of October, and the poll that matters is still a few weeks away with the college football playoff, but it'll be interesting how it shakes out. But I don't know how many great teams there are, but enough good teams to get ranked high. The depth appears to be kind of what we talked about a few weeks ago.
I guess I should ask you, who do you think is the best team right now? And that might not be necessarily the best team when the conference holds its tournament in Indianapolis. It's hard to balance the schedules and to weigh the type of strength of schedules that maybe some of the experts, college football pundits, will do. I think on the sight test alone, Iowa's been so impressive in just handling its business. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that's been I think most impressive has been Iowa. I still think best until proven otherwise is Ohio State, because if their defense remains improved, it doesn't have to be great with what they do offensively. But you look at strength of schedule, all that with what Iowa's done, I would say they have been the most impressive.
Yeah, and I'd also agree with you on the Buckeyes, too. They've gotten some pretty good quarterback play out of what was a question mark position coming into the season. Penn State, I haven't been sold on. If Clifford's injured for however long, I think that really takes them out of that mix. It certainly did even in the Iowa game. I think we were talking about earlier this week. If their backup from last year, Levis or Levis?
Levis.
Yeah. If he stays in the Penn State program, maybe it's a different storyline against the Hawkeyes, but he transferred to Kentucky, and now they're unbeaten with him as the starting quarterback.
Yeah, it's been a good landing spot for him. Actually, the transfer portal matters. A plus for Kentucky and a hit maybe to the depth for Penn State. Michigan State's another one of those teams that has been really, really impressive. I mean, we remember Mel Tucker here in the early 90s. But the meat and potatoes of that schedule, really for all of those teams, is still lies ahead.
No, that's fair assessment, too, of the Spartans. But what they've done is what every first-year, second-year coach hopes to do, and that is take advantage of what's in front of them. Mm-hmm. And that's what Tucker's done. He's also brought in some transfers, key transfers. Kenneth Walker, we didn't get a chance to see him play last year for Wake Forest because he opted out, I think, with two games left in the regular season. I'm not sure anyone knew how good he could be, but he's been tremendous.
Yeah.
And he's just given them the punch and that consistency at tailback that they'd been missing.
It's been interesting with Michigan State, because you think under Mark D'Antonio they were going to do it with defense and kind of grind you. This Michigan State team, at least right now, shows some electricity offensively. It's a little different approach.
No, that's very true. I do think this could be one of those trap games. Mm-hmm. And I maybe it's unfair to put Indiana in that sentence, saying that if the Hoosiers beat them, it was a trap. Because Indiana had such an outstanding season a year ago, but have not played up to that expectation level. And we both have talked about this as well, about sustaining success. And what are you going to do now when people are looking at you to be successful? It's a different animal, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, when you think you could go even outside the conference, Iowa State's taken a couple of losses, come back within the Big Ten. I mean, Northwestern has been the classic case of a team that wins the division, takes a big dip, and then it could come right back in 2022. Who knows? But it's, you know what Wisconsin has done over the years, and to an extent Iowa, even though there have been down years. That's the hard part, it seems to me, being able to sustain it.
And the biggest disappointment, I'm sure, for Hoosier fans is that the quarterback, Michael Penix, has been hurt again. Now it's his shoulder. So they're not quite sure if Penix will play against Michigan State or Jack Tuttle, who we saw here in Camp Randall Stadium a year ago. But they haven't had stability at that position. They haven't been as good on defense. And they just have not lived up to their own expectations.
As for the Badgers, we have the luxury that a coach or a player doesn't have. I mean, obviously we're looking forward to Saturday night with Army, probably a minimum possession game. I've seen a few of those over the years, and another one in all likelihood lies in front of both of these programs. But really, I think big picture, Mike, and you and I have talked about this too, if they can take care of things on Saturday night, go down to Lafayette next week, take care of things, try to make that Iowa game as big as possible at the end of the month.
And it really starts on offense too, doesn't it? The offense has to be more complimentary than it has been in the past. And despite a couple of turnovers at Illinois, you have to be encouraged by some of the long drives and marches that they were able to put together. And certainly the 1-2 punch that they showed at tailback. I mean, Ches Malusi has been pretty steady all season long. Braylon Allen, just so young, and no one really knew for sure how much he could contribute, if he could contribute at all. But now it appears that he's got some confidence, and that's not a bad 1-2 punch, and you bring Brady Shipper off the bench to handle certain situations, and they look better at tailback now than they did at the start of the year.
They did, and you think of confidence, too, the offensive line. I know Illinois is trying to build things under Brett Bielema, but the offensive line, it seemed, was able to get off the ball well. We talked about it during the game. Minimal, if any, contact behind the line of scrimmage. These running backs had a chance to make some things happen.
So important, isn't it? No lost yardage, no negative runs. And we saw Wisconsin take advantage of some things with pulling tackles and guards and just getting more into the flow offensively. And you have to give a lot of credit to Bortolini. He stepped in at right tackle for the injured Logan Bruss. I thought he held his position well, and that's a key now. Is depth, as we look at the remaining games of this schedule, depth becomes more and more a factor for every program, not just this one.
Yeah, no doubt. Finally, I know Paul's talked about it. You play a team like Army and that offense. There's a lot to it, even though it's so run heavy. I think, you know, the football fanatic could get into the complexities of Army's triple option offense, but you know, keep your linemen healthy because they're going to get cut blocked all day. And you know, with a team like Army, 3 yards is good. They'll take that. So you talk a lot about patience offensively. I guess that applies defensively too.
I thought it was interesting that on Monday, both Paul Chris and Jim Leonard talked about their preparation for Army. Now, I think we were both aware of the fact they've been preparing for this game since last spring and over the summer. Paul just came out and said it, that you have to do it with a team like Army because of what they do is so unique to what you normally see during the season. So piece by piece, they've been getting ready for this Army game, and they understand that they're high risk reward with that type of offense. But if you're out of position, if you make one mistake, it could cost you a touchdown. And you have to be so fundamentally sound in trying to deal with the option. Old boy Barry Alvarez always talking about being option sound, right? Mm-hmm. Fundamentally sound. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, they were, except one game against Indiana. Right?
We tried to forget what we can't.
Rush for 7,000 yards.
It was 27-0, and the game barely started. Yeah. But that was 20 years ago,
but
I guess now.
They threw it. There wasn't just option.
Yeah. And this Army team, they throw it, maybe 5 or 6 times a game, but enough there when they throw it. They'll send it down the field. So
aren't you intrigued a little bit by this matchup? I am.
Even I am.
When you put it on the schedule, I knew it wasn't going to be an easy game. It never is for any program. on a service academy, but because it's you know, they only played three times against twice Navy and once Air Force. Right. I think it makes it a little bit more special here on Saturday night.
It does, and I think the challenge for coaches and players is to have a game like this in the middle of the season. You talked about how you prepare in the spring, you prepare as best you can. This is one of those, maybe in a perfect world, if you draw it up, if you're Paul Christ and company, this is a season opener or game two. Not the case, though. It'll be intriguing, no doubt, here on Saturday night. We'll take a break, back to close things off on the Paul Christ Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WEA Member Benefits. WEAC and the Wisconsin Badgers are teaming up all season long to showcase and thank Wisconsin's public school educators and staff for the great work they do in our communities, improving public education and the lives of our students. Badger fans can submit nominations for our outstanding educators at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. And WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car. And there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with GEICO, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This GEICO sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your GEICO team will always be there to keep you updated. What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
We thank Nick Herbig, the Badgers sophomore outside linebacker, for joining us. Mike Lucas as well for our weekly chat with our broadcast partner. And as always, thanks to head coach Paul Christ. Our coverage on Saturday will start at 5 o'clock at Camp Randall Stadium with the pregame show. Kickoff time set for 7 o'clock. Other games on Saturday, Michigan State's at Indiana. Minnesota will host Nebraska. Northwestern at home against Rutgers. That's all the early window games. And then 2:30, the Purdue Boilermakers taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes, unbeaten Hawkeyes. That'll be at Kinnick Stadium. We will talk to you Saturday night from Camp Randall Stadium for the Badgers and Army on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This has been the Paul Christ Radio Show, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Odyssey Greek Yogurt, made in Wisconsin, for Wisconsin. And by the Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, building Wisconsin together.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.